With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Local telecoms company C3 Pure Fiber is taking its long-running dispute over ICT licensing fees to the next legal stage, announcing plans to seek leave to appeal to the Judicial Committee of the Privy Council. The company maintains that Cayman Islands legislation, prior to amendments enacted in 2024 and 25, did not lawfully authorize the collection of licensing fees from ICT operators in the manner used by regulators. On Thursday, the Court of Appeal ruled that the fees were lawful. C3 argues that Parliament intended such changes to be established through formally prescribed regulations rather than through individual license agreements. Company officials say the case raises, quote, important issues surrounding statutory interpretation, regulatory authority, and transparency within the telecommunications sector. If granted leave, the Privy Council will have the opportunity to consider the legal questions at the center of the dispute. A Grand Court judge has imposed a 10-year prison sentence for Luciano Jackson Martinez after ruling that fears for personal safety do not qualify as exceptional circumstances under local firearms laws. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks reports.
Luciano Jackson Martinez admitted to possessing a gun, ammunition, and drugs, but argued that years of threats, multiple shooting incidents, and injuries sustained during the Ed Bush Stadium shooting left him feeling he had no option but to arm himself. The court accepted that he had experienced significant trauma and likely suffered symptoms associated with PTSD. However, head of the Grand Court Criminal Division, Justice the Honorable Cheryl Richards KC, found that established legal precedent prevents the court from treating self-defense as a basis for reducing the mandatory minimum sentence of 10 years. The judge also set all other sentencing to run concurrently minus time already spent behind bars. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
In February 2024, there was a shooting at Ed Bush Stadium in West Bay that resulted in the wounding of 7 men who, along with many others, including children, were attending a local football match. Meanwhile, Kimberly Ann McLean has been found not guilty of possessing an unlicensed firearm and ammunition after the Grand Court ruled that prosecutors failed to prove she knew the weapon was hidden inside her apartment, which she shared with Jackson Martinez. The judge cited insufficient evidence of knowledge and accepted that her reaction during the police search appeared consistent with, quote, genuine surprise. In regional news, local policymakers have partnered with international legal experts to overhaul Jamaica's adoption and foster care frameworks, aiming to strengthen child safety protocols and eliminate bureaucratic delays that leave prospective parents on years-long waiting lists while children remain stranded in state care. Global legal body Hague Conference on Private International Law has pledged to work directly with the government and state agencies to build a tailored child protection framework as Jamaica reviews its own domestic adoption and fostering legislation. Now with the check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Lisa Costello. Reports from Yemen say fighters from the Iranian-backed Houthi movement have taken control of an island in the Bab al-Mandeb Strait, a globally important maritime choke point at the mouth of the Red Sea. Earlier, government forces were said to have withdrawn from the island. The United Nations says at least 46,000 people have been displaced in Yemen since Houthi fighters launched their offensive last week. It says the number of displaced is rising at an alarming pace. Commemorations are due to take place across the United States to mark a quarter of a century since the September the 11th attacks. Almost 3,000 people were killed by Al-Qaeda suicide pilots. The Indian capital, Delhi, is on high alert ahead of the annual meeting of the BRICS group of nations. For the first time since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, President Putin is attending a BRICS summit outside Russia. Rescuers in the Philippines have boarded a ferry which caught fire on Wednesday night. At least 5 people were killed and more than 80 others are missing. Toxic fumes had prevented access to the vessel. 6 Nigerians wanted in the US for defrauding more than 100 women through online romance scams are being extradited from South Africa. They face charges of fraud and money laundering. The Ugandan army has denied allegations that it interfered in a dispute over who should succeed the late King Oyo Nyimba of Turo. The Queen Mother has earlier claimed that soldiers had restricted access to the palace. Indonesia has asked India to hand over 5 motherless baby orangutans found in a forest thousands of kilometres away from their natural habitat. The authorities say the young primates appear to be healthy. BBC News.